Arusa. And again, here we go again. I have to issue the regular disclaimer. We're learning the Gemara with the Rush, and it could be that others learn differently. Not could be, it is. That others learn differently, and therefore do not necessarily rely on the other pshatim that might be brought in different svarim. And Rabbi Dr. Schwab doesn't like when I say Rabbi Nartskol, and we're learning with the Rush. Nadrubi Arusa. Somebody, a lady made a neder when she was in Arusa. This guy, she got divorced that very day. This Arsa by Biyayim, and she had another Kedushin that very day. Okay? This lady, Arusa, made a neder in the morning, and that day, an hour after she made the neder, her husband gave her a get, her husband-to-be, meaning her Arus, who's an Eishesish, by the way, she's an Eishesish. She got divorced. And then an hour later, she found a different man who was Mekadosh her. And again, the Mishnah doesn't talk about how many times she got divorced again, and Mekadosh her again. Look, the Mishnah, even if it's 100 different Arusim, Aviyo Baila Achrim Afir Nidarela. Her father and her last husband are made for Nidarim. Now, what the Mishnah does not say, and this is very important what I'm saying right now, the Mishnah does not say whether the first Aris ever heard the Neder. She made a Neder at 9 o'clock in the morning. At 10 o'clock in the morning, he divorced her. At 11, she got another Kedushin. Right? And the rest is immaterial. She got divorced at 12, and the Kedushin's at 1, and the Kedushin's at 9. You can keep on going the whole day, but it doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah says the last Aris joins the father in being made for Nadara. It does not say in the Mishnah, and this is very important, does not say that the first Aris heard the Neder, then divorced her. Doesn't speak that out the Farish. It just says she made a Neder, got divorced. The Neder was pre-divorce, and now there's a new husband, post-divorce. And the Mishnah gives him the right to join the father to be made for Nidareh. Remember, an Aris is made for Bekaitman. So the fact that he wasn't around at the time of the Neder doesn't bother us. But I'm just pointing out that the Mishnah does not talk about whether Mr. Aris number one ever heard about the Neder. Will it make a difference? That we'll see. But I just want to point that out, that the Mishnah never says it, the Farish. There's no assumption. I mean, yes and no, we'll see. So this
technical
surprise
that would ask this, but when it says
Yom
Shomo, does that mean
so Shkia
or 24 hours?
Shkia. I said that a few times already when we learned that it's a machloikus in the last blot of the 10th Merrick, and we paskin Shkia.
There's a
sheet that we hold it, but the Mishnah says the opposite way. The Mishnah says you go by Shkia, and that's how we paskin. Nadruvi Arusa Nisgarsha by Biyaim Nisarsa by Biyaim. Afilu Lameya Aviyah by Lacham Aviyah Nidareha. Zaklau Koshula Yatsarishus Atzmashachas. She never was independent because she either had her father or her father and an Aras. Right? She never was independent, meaning if she be a regular widow after marriage and she makes an Eder, she's totally independent. There is nobody in control over her. So that would be a different halacha. But this lady never left the domain, I don't know what the rights of somebody. She was either in the rishus of her father or in the rishus of both her father and her aris. Aviyah b'ayla achra mafir nidareha, her father and her last husband are made for nidareha. That's the Mishnah. Dr. Rush. Nizgarsha by b'yayim, shishama av. It's the same day that the father heard. Shem avar ayayim shuven yachal avar. Because if the day passed, the father is a non-player. So obviously, he heard, so he has to be made for that day. Avio by Lachem Mephir Nidarel, Sha'aris made for Bekleitman. Kosh Layatsu Eshus Atzma, Oibibugger, how does a girl get independent? Either by turning as a Begaris as a single girl, Oibibisuan, or by getting married and then the marriage terminating, then she is a free girl with nobody in charge of her. Dr. Gemar Weiter. Minolan, the Aris Achron, Mefer Nidarem, Shiniru Aris Rishon. How do I know that the last Aris can be Mefer the Nidarem that the first Aris heard about? So here is the Gemara assuming that the case in the Mishnah meant the first Aris heard about it. When I read the Mishnah, I said it doesn't say. The Gemara is making that assumption. Now, the Rush is going to prove from a Gemara that comes up in about 5 lines, 10 lines, I should say, that this is Shmuel's assumption. This is not the Gemara making its own assumption. Shmuel, who gives the answer, is the one that assumed that way and asked the question. The Mishnah itself can be learned that the Aris never heard about it. The Mishnah doesn't say. But Shmuel, who learns that even if the Aris heard about it, it makes no difference. He's the one that asked, Minalam. The Rush is going to prove that. It's not shat that the Gemara assumed that shat in the Mishnah on its own. And then Shmuel came and gave an answer of how we know it. The Rush is going to prove that the question Minalam was Shmuel's question. He asked Minalam that the Aris Akhra made for Nadarim Shaniru Aris Rishon. He made that assumption in the Mishnah.
The assumption that he heard.
What? That the Aris heard. It was Shmuel's own assumption. And therefore he asked, how do I know it? And he brought a pasuk for it. But you could learn the Mishnah, not that way. That's what the Rush proves in a few lines. And I'll tell you how he proves it. Because after the Gemara brings his pasuk, the Gemara says, oh, I have a brisa that says, like Shmuel, that an Aris Akron can be made for. So fact the Rush, what do you mean, you have a brisa like Shmuel? You had a Mishnah like Shmuel. The Mishnah said the halacha, I don't need a brisa to bring it. So Dr. Rush, because the Mishnah you can learn two ways. Shmuel decided to learn it this way. And we prove from a brisa that his shot in the Mishnah is correct. Not that you couldn't learn the Mishnah differently. Because if not, the Gemara wouldn't say Kanya Kavasa to Shmuel. If the Mishnah said the halacha and Shmuel is just explaining the source, and the Mishnah, the brisa we bring as a proof, doesn't bring the source, so what are you proving? That the Mishnah is right? I need a brisa to prove a Mishnah? And also, what does it mean I learned like Shmuel? Shmuel didn't say any halacha. All he did is brought a source. So the Rush is a raya that this whole Gemara Menalon was Shmuel talking. Shmuel made the assumption, asked how do I know it, gave the answer. And the brisa proves that Shmuel's assumption was correct. So the Mishnah itself can be learned two ways. The brisa. The Brisa says that Shmuel's way of learning is right. So it's proving Shmuel right. That's what the Rush will speak out. That's why when I learned the Mishnah, I told you Tupshatim, and Menalon is assuming one of the two, and the Rush explains that it's Shmuel asking the question so Shmuel can give the answer.
If he didn't hear it, that's the Mishnah. What? If he didn't hear the Nadarim, is it a Kiddush at the last one? That the last one gets the right.
Aris Mayfer B'Chaitman. That would be the Kiddush.
Well, we know that already.
Where? Show me.
Oh, no, this is how we
you have it. A Mishnah before they said it?
We had a Gemara that said it.
Mishnah, I'll tell you a secret. The Mishnah did not know the Gemara. I always tell that to people. Don't assume because you had a Gemara before that either the Mishnah or the Gemara later knew that Gemara. You're smarter than the Gemara was. You know the end of the story. Like sometimes the Gemara class is silent. The guy says, "Oh, the Mishnah Berurah said." I know. The Gemara didn't know the Mishnah Berurah. You're smarter than the Gemara.
The Torah
said, "Where did the Torah say it can be made for Bekaidman?"
Oh,
it does. It's well, we had other drushes, but the Mishnah never spoke it out. The Gemara assumed it. How did the Gemara know it? From this Mishnah, Avia by Lachom appeared in the Torah. And that has nothing to do with the first Aris knew about it or didn't know about it. The fact that the last Aris can chime in on something she made in the morning is a riot that is made for B'Kaidman.
Maybe Kaidman has to be the day before. Maybe B'Yom Shemai is still that day.
I have no idea. Why are you making new drushes? I'm trying to figure out. What's bothering you with the regular chat in the Mishnah? Why are you asking? What's bothering you? What's wrong with the way the Mishnah is translated?
Sounds like she made a neder bovayam.
Right.
So that's not really Kaidman. It's the same day.
A minute. She makes it 9 o'clock in the morning, and she gets Kedushin at 12. Did the RSV made for? It's not, excuse me. What do we say? If Yom Shammai, whatever he hears about it.
Okay. That's it. the day passed.
It didn't pass.
If it did, then he can't.
Then he can't be Mayfair. Correct. 100%.
If
100%. If the father heard about it, that day is the only day. Correct. Unless there is an Aros who didn't hear about it, most Rishonim learn that if an Aros didn't hear about it, you have to wait for his Yom Shammai. So the netter is, the father did his half, he's finished. The Aros hears about it 3 days later, he has to be made for Yom Shammai, and then it kicks in. That's how most Rishonim learn. There are Rishonim that say that it has to be the same day. We're working with the Rishonim that seem to say it does not have to be the same day. That seems to be, again, I don't count Rishonim, but I'll use the word most Rishonim.
You heard about it the day before. He hears
before Arison is worthless.
But he's Yom Shammai. It's gone.
Again, hold a second. He's not mad. He has no right over her.
No, but see, then he's mocked. He gives her Arison, the first day of Arison.
So you're asking a question. The lady made a netter on Tuesday. He heard about it. He had no rights over her.
Yeah.
Then the next day he did Kedushin. Can he be made for the netter now that she made the day before?
Right.
I would say, but I don't know. It's a good question. I would say yes, but I have no proof. At least not yet. Frank the Gemara no one daris ankle made from the dorm shenir loris rishon. Amr Shmuel Amr Kura. Vimhaya siyala ish the dorem aleha. The dorem shaya aleha kvar. That even though she had those nadarim before, it can be made for bekaitman. And the Gemara Shmuel seems to be saying even if the first aris heard about it. Frank the Gemara who told you. No mahani mili shilai niru laaris rishon. Perhaps the pasuk in Derech Aleha only allows it to be made for those that didn't seem by the Aris Rishon, meaning before his Kedushin, but not under anybody else's domain. How do you know that if the first Aris heard about it, the second Aris can take over that? Maybe he can only be made for the Darim together with the father on the Darim that were made prior to his Arison, but not under anybody else. She made a netter 9 o'clock. She was in Arus at 9 o'clock. The Aris heard about it. Who says that at that point, the second Aris can take over that netter?
That's
what Gemara is asking. How do you know that? I'm trying to figure out, why are you trying to rewrite the Gemara?
All right, the Gemara's going to say what I'm going to answer. I don't know.
We'll find out in a second. So let's wait to the Gemara's answer.
It's reset when it goes back to
the Okay, let's, again.
Okay.
Let's see the Gemara's answer. Maybe you'll be satisfied, and maybe not. You can ask me the question. And for the Gemara, Aris, Alea Kro Yaseirahu, meaning, the Re Alea is an extra pasuk, which means, it could have said, Vimhaya Siela Ish Undereha. Why does it say, the Re Alea? There's two extra words. Could have skipped both words. My Siela Ish, he can be Mefer. Terry says, the Mishnah wants to tell me, the Pasuk wants to tell me, he's Mefer Bekaitman. So right, the Maya Siela Ish, Undereha, and she has Nadarim. Why does it need Undereha Aleha? Again. Let her just say Undereha, and she has Nadarim, and her Nadarim. The fact that it says Aleha is an extra pasuk to tell me not only can you be made for Bekaitman when there was no Aris involved, even when the Aris heard about it and didn't act on it and died, and she got a second Aris that day, the second Aris can be made for the Nadarim that the first Aris heard. The extra pasuk teaches it to me.
This pasuk is
from Zion? I think so. The Derech Aleha. So the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa Dishmu, and I'm not going to learn the Tanya Kavasa Dishmu. I'm only going to learn those three words. Tanya Kavasa Dishmu, we have a Raya like Shmu. Let's read the Rush. So the Rush, Menani Mili, the Aris Akron, made for Nadarim Shaniru Laris Rishon. The Mashmalay, Hadi Kadim Bemasnis and Bai Biyayim, Bishul Aris Nakat. The reason it says Bai Biyayim, why does it have to be Bai Biyayim? Remember, we're going under the assumption the Rush learns that it's the day the Aris heard about it. Who cares if it's the same day as the father or not? The Shama Aris, Mishu Aris Dinaka, the Shama Aris. So Shmuel is being medayik from the words Bai Biyayim. Why do I need Bai Biyayim? Let's say the artist heard about it a day later. He could be made for the day he hears. Why are we tied into this day? The answer is the first artist heard about it. So it became that day. The second artist has to work within the parameters set by the first artist. She made the netter at 9 o'clock. She had an artist. He heard about it. At that point, the clock starts ticking for the artist. And now, he divorced her. Oh, he died. Let's say he died. The Mishnah says he divorced her. He divorced her. She got a second artist. The clock continues ticking because the first artist heard about it. That's why you need Baibayim. If not, she can get engaged the next day. She can do Kedushin the next day. That'll be the Yom Shammai of the Aris. Father heard about it on Sunday. The Aris heard about it on Monday. He can be made for the day he heard about it. You don't need the same Yom Shammai. That's how most Rishonim learn. So that's how we're learning. Why is the Mishnah insisting that the second Kedushin happened the same day? Zok Shmu, you know why? The Mishnah is teaching me that once the Aris hears it, the first Aris, the clock starts ticking. And now whoever Aris is there has to work with the clock set by the first artist.
Doesn't get his own
Yom Shammai. That's how Shmuel was medayik, that it's even if the first artist heard about it. Because if the first artist didn't hear about it, there was no Yom Shammai. So you don't need the same day. So the Rush, the Mashm Lehadik Tani B'masnitzim B'ayim, B'shul Aris, Zakat, the Shama Aris, the Avra Hayayim Hukmu. It could have said, that's the next word of the pasuk. Asher asra amnamsha. Bavet shemina minei. The aris made from a kaitma. Min the karma asher asra. The word asher asra, past tense, that she had done already. Not that she's doing now. She did. So the Rashi explains it better than me. Not the word nidareha by itself, but the word that says asher asra. Dr. Rush, the Aris Akla made for Nadarm Shaniru Laris Rishon. Dr. Rush, don't ask the question, Masnis and he, the Tani Baibayim. Didn't the Mishnah say it? Alma Niru Laris? Why do we have to bring a raya from a brisa to something that's the farish in the Mishnah? If you learn this Gemara, all Shmuel is doing is being a source for the Mishnah. Not saying a new halacha. The Mishnah said his halacha. All he's doing is saying, what's the source of the Mishnah? What should have been said, Havalei Tanina L'Hadda Tana Rabbanan. The Mishnah taught us the brisa. That's what the Gemara usually says. When a Mishnah says something, and we bring a brisa to back it up or to expand on it, it says, the Mishnah is teaching us the Braisa. It doesn't mean, say, Tanya Kavase. We don't need a proof to the Mishnah. And why is it Tanya Kavase the Shmuel? All Shmuel did is bring a source, and the Braisa doesn't even bring a source. Dr. Rush, there's a different chat in the Mishnah. It could be, the reason it says Bai B'yayim, it's because their father has to be made for that day, as we will see as we go along. Not because that's in the Mishnah. It's Shmuel that holds that way. And he explains the Mishnah that way. The Mishnah could be learned differently. But Shmuel learned the Mishnah this way because he had his drasha in the Derech Aleha. So he knew, so he's the one that brought up this whole topic. It's Shmuel that asked the question. We have the same Gemara. The Kama Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Kaf Vedalad Amos, the first Gemara that anybody ever learns, right? The Kama Elo Matzias, like Matzah Peris Mufuzaren, the Kama. Rebbe Yitzchak says, Kaf Vedalad Amos, because the Muchachas and Rebbe Yitzchak Gufa Boy Kama. It's Rabbi Yitzchak who asked the Shaila B'Kama. He asked the question and he gave the answer. Because it was his shot. Same thing here. Shmuel is the one that says Menani Mili. Because the Mishnah is fine without Shmuel. Shmuel decided that the Mishnah means Niru Laris Rishon. Therefore he asked, how do I know it? And gave his answer. if you wouldn't know Shmuel, you would have learned the Mishnah differently. So the Braisa is proving Shmuel correct, that he learned Pshat in the Mishnah correctly. That's why the Gemara says, Tanya Kabasa de Shmuel. That's the Rosh's Pshat. That means the Mishnah can be translated that the Arad did not hear. Why do you need Bai B'Yayim? So the Gemara is going to have a different thing with Bai B'Yayim. So that would answer the Mishnah as we go along.
I couldn't follow all of this. Too fast
one. Because you weren't here at the beginning when I introduced
you. I was listening to it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Did you say, after I came here, that the second Oros has to do it in that same day?
As the first Oros heard it, correct.
So what happened in the case, and this is a little bit from left field, if she gets engaged and
not engaged, engaged is the wrong word.
She gave the rules to the second Oros. It happens the next day.
So according to this Gemara, if the first Aris heard about it, so then the clock ticks, it's over Shkia.
It's over Shkia.
Right.
The new Aris has to live with that nether, when she made a nether from the previous day.
Correct.
Why isn't it disrupt the law?
Sorry?
Why isn't it
disrupt the law? It is, maybe. I didn't get involved with those guys. You're right. It would be the same. I didn't want to get involved. He wanted to know as far as the Aris is concerned. The Aris is out. If he wasn't that day, and the first Aris heard about it, he's out.
That was very correct. It fell on the father. The father had the full
100%. Right. We're going to get into that right now. It's coming up. So the Straighten Alive is the next 5 lines, 10 lines of the Gemara. Yes. It's over. Over and done with. Nothing to do. Okay, now we're going to learn the Tanya Kavas de Shmuel, and I want to explain. The Rosh is going to bring two girsas and two pshatim in this Gemara. I'll try to get through the first one today. And he changes the thing as he goes along. He doesn't like the first shot, and therefore he goes to the second shot. Tanya Kavas de Shmuel. Nara Maresa, Aviyah Bailam Afir Nidireha. That's a statement. Bryson. Father and the Aris can be made for Nadara. Ketan. Shama Aviyah Vahafrala. Father heard and was made for. Now, this case, the Rush splits into two cases. Okay? So I am going to do what the Rush does. He takes this first two lines of this Braisa and says they are two separate cases. V'lehisbik habau l'shmaya ad shemes. And the Aris did not hear about it, and he died. Right? Now, skip v'nis arsa b'ay b'yayim v'afilu me'y upon him.
Until he died.
The husband died, the Aris.
We heard about it before.
He didn't. V'loy hispik abal l'shmaya ad shemes. The Aris did not hear about it before he died.
What? The way it sounds like it's until he died means at this last second here.
No, that's happened to me. I didn't even think of that possibility because I'm so used to that.
Maybe the Shami hears it after.
Maybe, I don't know. He didn't hear about it till he died, which means he didn't hear about it. Now, the Rush learns that the case goes, Aviyah Abayla, skip the lines in Isaiah Sabai B'yayim Afilu Me'epamim, right? Because you don't even need Bai B'yayim. Because if the Aris never heard about it, who needs her to get engaged that day? You don't need it. So, go to the point. Again, I'm reading. You don't, according to Shmuel, because the Aris didn't hear about it. Nobody argues on that. If the first Aris didn't hear about it, the second Aris is not bound by any clock.
Shmuel made the assumption in the Mishnah he heard.
That the case of the Mishnah is that he heard. But this Braisa said he didn't hear. So I can't change the Braisa. The Braisa says he didn't hear. If he didn't hear, he's not bound by a clock. Mm-hmm. So therefore you don't need Vinis Arsa by B'yayim. So make believe that the line Vinis Arsa by B'yayim Afilu Me'y Upamim doesn't exist. It's Vinis Arsa without the word Bai B'yayim. Again, please don't make changes in your Gemara because this is the first Girsa of the Rashi. put in parentheses, don't do it literally, in the word by b'yayim afilamei pamim. I'm sorry, by b'yayim. Just put the words by b'yayim in parentheses. V'nisar shafilamei pamim, avio b'ayilachum afir nidra. His father and the last husband have the right to the dorm whenever the husband heard. You don't have to hear that same day. The first aris never heard it. The clock never started ticking. So therefore, the aris has to whenever he hears about it. Whenever he heard it.
And then the last aris would have to be the same day as the second aris.
If the second aris heard it, you're making that assumption. It doesn't say. Doesn't say. It has to be the b'yayim shamai of the first guy aris that heard about it. Of the first who heard about it. Right? The first one didn't hear about it. It's trying to say that the aris can be made from a kaitman. And the case the b'raita is saying is a case when the aris didn't hear about it. But then the b'raita threw in the word by b'yayim. Dr. Rush, that's to tell me that the RS did hear about it, and that's why it has to be done that day. So it means the case of Loi Shama HaBaal doesn't need Bai B'yayim. But the Braisa said Bai B'yayim. Therefore, Dr. Rush, there are two cases in this Braisa. There's a case when the RS didn't hear about it, and then you don't need Bai B'yayim. And put the Bai B'yayim in parentheses. And then there's a case where he did hear about it, which the Braita did not say, but by using the word by b'yayim, it alludes to a due case, a second case, not in the Braita b'feirish. Dr. Rush, this case that the Braita just told you is two separate cases. One is the case that you read, he didn't hear about it, but yet you don't need by b'yayim. And one is the case that he did hear about it, therefore the Braita said the words by b'yayim. So even though when you read this Braita, you don't see two cases, the Rush saw two cases. So in this case, it's two cases. One is the one you're reading, he didn't hear about it. And in that case that he didn't hear about it, you don't need by b'yayim. V'nis arsa, avia b'ayilachum afir nidurel. The case of by b'yayim is when he did hear about it.
So the second case would be read, Shama HaBaal?
Yes. It doesn't say it, but that's what the Braisa means.
Garsha.
Correct. Or died. Yeah. Dr. Rush will mean it inside. Tanya Kabasa Dishmul, Naira Marasa, Aviya Baila, Bafir Nidra, Keta. Shama Aviya Bahafrala. Vahispik Baal Ishmayat Shemes, he's quoting the Braisa. Vinisarsa by Biyayim Afil Lakuf, Aviya Baila Akam Bafir Nidra. Baha, the Kani Vahispik Baal Ishmayat Shemes, my reading is Arsa Lamachar. That could be even if the Arizona was tomorrow. The Iboy B'yayim, I might try to hispik abal. I feel a shamanami. Why do you need Bai B'yayim? Bai B'yayim is only necessary if he heard. I don't need Bai B'yayim if he didn't hear. So therefore, Dr. Rush, this case is even the Sar Sulamachar. The Bai B'yayim doesn't apply to the case of Loi Shamah Abal. But it's Sar Sulamachar Bai B'yayim. Mil Sakritihi. This is a new case. Velekoya Resha. And this is not going back on the case that he didn't hear. Elamayri Shishama Habau. Umeis, Menesar Sabai Beyayim Lachar, Filamei Zachasab, Avia Baila Mavir Nidareh, the Aris Achor Mefer Nidarm Shaniru Laris Rishon, Vahainu Tanya Kabasa Dushmo. So, Dr. Rush, the first case has to be split into two cases. And the second of the first case, meaning, is the Raya to Shmuel. Because Bai B'yayim is only necessary if the first Aris heard about it. If the first Aris didn't hear about it, what do you need Bai B'yayim for? Must be that he heard about it. But the Braita said he didn't hear about it. The Rush, there's two cases in this case. Case number one, he didn't hear about it. And for that, you don't need Bai B'yayim. Put it in parentheses. When it's Aris HaFil L'machar. Bai B'yayim, if he did hear about it, then Bai B'yayim Daras Achra is made from the Dharm, which is what Shmuel said. That even though he heard about it, the second Daras is involved.
Wouldn't it just be simpler? Simpler to just add the word Oi Sheshama Umei. Just add that word. Oi Sheshama Umei. Between where it says Loi Sheshamei, it's Oi Sheshama Umei.
No, it wouldn't, because then you wouldn't need Bai B'yayim, because the Bai B'yayim would only be going up one of the two.
All right, so two more words. And then two more words.
See, the Bai B'yayim is only on the second case, not on the first case.
Right.
So if you want to add the second case, which is wonderful, but then you would have to change to Bayi.
Right.
So this is the Rosh Hashanah and the Braisa. And this is the Raya to Shmuel.
Now, the word Niru and Shishama
are the same thing. Yes.
No one holds Niru even Lo Shama.
I know what that means.
Meaning, you're in the Parsha, the Oros is in the Parsha.
No. I thought you would ask me a different Shaila. I thought you would ask me, what if she wrote the Netter down? And he read it. Is Niru like Shama? He didn't hear it. He read it. It's very different. I don't think so.
When he reads it, he's hearing it.
No, Niru means it's seen. It could be, okay. It was heard of. Niru here means the RS. I didn't translate that.
Well,
I thought Niru Lara Misha means he heard it. Therefore, it became fitting to him, right? Well, I don't see what you're bothered by.
No, I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying, but I don't understand where.
If you're an Oros, even.
If you didn't hear about it, you're not Niru. It's not Niru. Yes, it's not Niru. Niru means you're in the parsha practically,
yes,
not theoretically.
Right.
Correct. Zuck the Bryce.
I'm not sure I understood this part either. So what happens to the father? The father hears it on day one. And the first Oros comes on day two, and then he hears.
So, I mentioned before, the Machlokes Rishonim, but the Rosh is under the Shita that the Oros gets the day he heard it, which means the father heard it on Sunday, it was Mefer. The lady is still in limbo till her Oros hears about it and decides what he wants to do.
In other words, the power of the father is split in half now.
Well, that's what happens to an Oros. He has a Shutav. He's got to wait for his partner.
So, once she had no Oros, the father's Mekayim.
Correct.
She has to keep the nether.
Correct.
She's now, let's say, in the zero.
Correct.
And now she stops being in the zero, comes the second Oros, 15 days later.
Okay, so let me ask you the question. What happened to the father's made for 9 o'clock in the morning? Does she have to keep it in the zero till 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the Oros airs it? I don't know why it's bothering you that's 15 days. Why doesn't it bother you if it's 5 minutes?
Okay, 5 minutes.
The answer is that when you have a partner, this is what happens.
And
how many times do people ask me something and I say, I got to check with my wife? What happens once before I check with my wife? Somebody says to me, can you lend me this? I said, I have to check with my wife. So meanwhile, he can't take it, right? I told him, yes, I have to check with my wife.
So that's because there's a wife in the equation.
There's an Oris here in the equation.
But the Oris didn't happen.
Well, my wife didn't know about it either until I checked with her. And if she's in your Eretz Yisrael, it might make me 2 days till I get through to her.
She exists.
The Oris exists. He's an Oris.
No, he didn't.
Why does he exist any less than your wife does?
He could exist, but not here for 15 days.
Exactly. Okay. No, there was no Oris. You're right. The father is totally in control. It's over.
Well, that's what I'm asking about, a brand new Oris. It never happened before. She's never loose.
When did she make the letter?
When she was a Nara.
Was she an Arusa?
No.
Was the father made for the day you heard?
Yes.
It's over. It's done. Finished.
No, he wasn't there. He was Mekayim. The father was Mekayim.
So it's done.
Yes.
Over and done with.
Okay, and then...
Oris makes no difference later on.
Okay, that was my question.
No.
That's what I misunderstood.
No. Oris that comes after the letter is Mekuyim?
It's Mekuyim.
Over. Done with. He has no rights. His rights come if the netter is... He wasn't Oris at the time of the netter.
Right, but if he wasn't an Oris, then...
And the father took care of it before he came to Oris? Done.
If the Oris heard about it 15 days later, she wasn't Arusa.
So you have to wait for him? Looks like I have to wait my wife to read my permission.
Yeah, I
in other words, does she start her in Aziris or she doesn't?
She starts her in Aziris. She started in Aziris the minute she made it. What happens if she made the Aziris and the father heard about it 3 days later?
Right. Okay. It's a joke, you think. The ship's already made. It's easy. Oris is there.
I hate to break the news to you. There's not Bohem Yem. Right. The modern site is not Bohem Yem. Kind of material. So what?
That's
Leishim Yem.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm on that.
That's only if he would have said 40, but he said 30.
Okay.
It doesn't work. Yes.
According to Shmuel, when the clock keeps ticking for the second Oris, how does he understand this right now?
But there's no second Oris.
Well, So does he have to be Mayfair? Let's say he was Mayfair, and the clock started for the Aris, right? Now he died.
Stay tuned. Okay. Stay tuned. By the time I'm finished, you wish you wouldn't have stayed tuned, maybe, but that's besides the point. But meanwhile, of course, you wish you stayed tuned. You're learning Torah, but it's not easy as it goes along. Yeah, it's got to be covered. Zok de Braisa Viter. Right. Avir by Lachem Avir Nidarel. Zok de Rush. No Rush. Shema by Love or Huffer Love. No. I'm sorry. The Rush has a second gear sub. Hachi Garcina. Shema Avir the Huffer Love. But like his big Baal Lishmaya. The Rush, Hachi Garcinan, which we don't have in our Gemara. Hachi Garcinan. Shama Aviyah Vahefrala. Father heard it was Mefer. That's his Girsa instead of Shama Baila Vahefrala. He has the Girsa Shama Aviyah Vahefrala. He changes the Girsa in the next case. So we have over here is the father was Mefer. And the husband died without ever hearing about it. But the father was Mefer while there was an Aris. Okay? She made the netter at 9 o'clock. She was an Arusa when she made the netter. Father heard about it at 9:05. He said, no. Aris never heard about it. The Aris died. Chayzer Av, Mefer Chalker Shabal.
Never heard it.
Dr. Rush, the Hachsei Father Kamayresha. The Reisha was telling me there was a second Aris. The Reisha is talking about when there was a second Aris. So he has to be involved. The second, the Seva is talking about, there was no second Aris. And since there was no second Aris, the father does it by himself.
If it's not Mira, what is there a field of involvement?
Exactly. The father takes over, even though it was made as an Aris. Well, it's not so simple. If it was made while the Aris was in charge, who says the father gets his rights back?
Because the Aris never heard of it.
Who cares?
If you heard about that, it sounds even...
Who cares? Why should it make a difference?
Why is it inferring that it's only Dr. Shalai Shama?
Again.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to figure out. Was the father have a partner at the time of the netter?
He did.
So therefore, the chiddush is that the father takes over. This is the chiddush that we had 2 blot ago, that a father can take over the husband's chelik.
Yeah, I'm feeling secure. Is it in the netter or in the rishus?
Rishus.
Again,
the Gemara is telling me halacha. Without this Gemara, I mean, you know it from 2 blot ago. But if you wouldn't know the Gemara 2 blot ago, and I came in and I asked you, what would happen? She made the net when she had 2 bosses, and then 1 boss passed away without hearing about it. Is it so simple to you that the father takes over? That's what the Gemara is telling you. That's right, though.
Why does it have to
see what's wrong? That we have to see. That's why we're learning today. I mean, at this point, we're not going to see today. I'm going to read the next line, and I'm not even going to bother teaching it. Amar of Nassan, hey, name, Divri Bishamay, that holds Megas Gaius. Once he was made for his half, the netter got weakened. And by the time the husband died, there's not enough to take over. Well, according to Bishamay, the father cut off half. The husband's half is still intact. The husband goes, the father gets it. It's strong enough to a father to inherit. But if the we hold Miklash Kalish, when the father was Mefer, he weakened the netter. The husband, that was not the fifth case, but it's similar to the fifth case. The husband never heard about it. He died. The father had to take it over. He can't take it over. It's 2 weeks. And we will come back in Mirch Shem on Monday morning, because today's Slichus, on Monday morning, and we will do this, and I'm going to try to fit in a 9th question up to now. Everybody should have a wonderful day, a wonderful tightness, a wonderful tightness, daven well, tightness esters, it's mam besugu for a tefillah, right? Zakas, right? They heard the whatever the pasuk there of zakasam, the benisham heard the fast and the zakasam, and a wonderful freilichim purim.